Welcome to Big Brave Business. This is a podcast built on the belief that you can create absolutely anything for yourself. Whether it's a dream job or a dream life, it's all possible for you.
I'm Amanda Nelson, a virtual assistant and digital marketer. And that's Sarah Heater, podcast producer and strategic consultant. Each week, we will share insights from working with dozens of clients, stories of how we got where we are, and encourage you to see us as your new business besties.
So grab a cup of coffee and let's talk being brave in business.
Welcome back to Big Brave Business. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited for the part two of our YouTube interviews. And this week, it's Sarah's turn. So take a listen and we hope you enjoy. This is Sarah's interview from our YouTube channel at Big Brave Business, where we ask entrepreneurs and people that we admire rapid fire questions about themselves and their business. And like I said, Sarah, you're up this week.
Have fun getting to know me.
Recording. We're here. Awesome. Okay, Sarah, are you ready for your rapid fire questions?
I am. Should we intro this?
I was literally wondering if I should say, I should have introduced the show.
Yeah. I'm Sarah, and that's Amanda. And we are the co-hosts for the Big Brave Business podcast, which you can find anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we decided it would be fun to, in addition to our Instagram at Big Brave Business and our podcast, Big Brave Business, we decided to do something a little different over here on YouTube.
Yeah, so exciting. I am pumped that we are here and going to do these rapid fire questions. And I'm excited what our plans are for this to lead into something else very exciting, which is more people to be rapid fire questions. All the entrepreneurs that you want to know all the things about, we are going to 20 question them, actually 25 question them, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. And I think really what we want to do is have a chance to ask people questions, not just about what they do, but about who they are as people. And I think that that gets lost a lot of times in kind of stuffy business interviews.
It's very true. But first, the queen herself, Miss Sarah K. Heater, you are up first.
Well, thank you for, I like the title.
I knew you would. So we're going to start with your rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I hope. It's all right. We're not being timed. It's fine.
I do feel like we need like some da-na-na-na in the background. But here we go. We're going to start from the beginning. Okay. What is one habit that keeps you productive?
Rest.
Okay. That's a great question. It leads into my next question, which is, what time did you wake up today?
Ooh, this is a funny day to ask because I woke up at 8 a.m., which is very unusual. I love to sleep in.
I know you do. You are this. You love to sleep in. I'm jealous that you can.
Were you surprised when you texted me this morning and I answered?
I am always surprised when I hear from Sarah and it is like before 10 a.m. No joke. I'm like, oh, look at her go. Okay. What is the most recent podcast you listen to?
I actually was just listening to, right before we got on here, to a podcast that I've never listened to before. That is Create a Big Podcast or something like that. I don't know. It's about podcast marketing, something about big podcast. And I wanted to see what they had to say.
Okay. What is some of the worst, not the best, the worst advice you've ever received?
There's so many things that come to mind. I think the worst advice I ever received regarding business is wake up an hour earlier. I heard like this whole interview once about wake up an hour earlier and then you get an extra hour in your day and here's all the stuff you can do. And like, for me, that totally changes my mindset to all the ways that I'm failing and all the things I'm not doing enough. And like, I work hard enough. What I really need to do is like sleep an extra hour.
I feel that in my bones. All right. Did you play any sports growing up? And if so, what was your biggest takeaway from the experience of playing that sport?
Okay. I was a competitive swimmer growing up and I dreamed of going to the Olympics. And in middle school, I got a really bad case of pneumonia, and I was out of the pool for a month. And when I got back, my endurance was... Are we going to swear on this?
Yeah.
Okay. My endurance was totally fucked, and I could not keep up, and I could not perform the way I was accustomed to performing. And when it became pretty clear after that, that I was behind enough, that performing at the level I really wanted to be at was not realistic for me, I quit.
Oh, that's sad. So,
I guess you could say my biggest takeaway as an adult, reflecting back on that experience, is that I've been a person who only does the things, makes decisions, participates in activities that I know are going to, like, yield great results. And mm-hmm. anything shy of that, I just don't do it. And I'm trying to get better at, you don't have to be, I'm trying to get better at, you don't have to be the best at everything. It's okay to do something because you love it or because it has other benefits other than being the best.
That's a great answer. So here's an easy one for you. Who is your hero?
Is that easy?
No, absolutely not.
I have a lot of heroes. I think one hero that immediately comes to mind is my mom, which is really cheesy, but my parents split up when I was fairly young, and my mom and I moved across the country together, just the two of us. And I've learned so much from her, both in all the ways I want to be just like her and all the ways that I want to be my own person. So it's she is my number one cheerleader, my number one supporter, and the first person I want to tell everything to. And I hope my husband's not offended by that.
What is one of your favorite accounts to follow on Instagram or TikTok?
Oh, so good. Okay. On Instagram, one of my favorite accounts to follow is Frills and Drills, which is a DIY home DIY account. I have zero skills with tools or DIYing things around the house. My husband is very handy, and I'm very lucky, and he takes care of all of that. But she is so real and so relatable, and she is totally self-taught and just does her own thing. And I find it truly fascinating. So highly recommend.
That's a great one. What are three things that you're really, really good at?
I am really, really good at pep talks. I like to say, I actually just posted a reel about this on Instagram today, but I like to say that if you hang out with me, you are going to start believing that you can do anything. I also think I am really good at public speaking, although I don't know if that's evident in this video, but that's okay. I know I'm a really good public speaker typically. And I'm also really good at, both of those were talking. I'm really good at talking. But I like to think that I'm also good at listening.
Okay. Those are all really good. Those are, I cannot wait to do this with my answers because yours are so good. Yours are so good.
Mine are going to be so. I can't wait to hear yours. We're going to do that next.
Mine are going to be so fickle. Okay. When you were a kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a writer the whole time I was growing up, and I wanted to be a lot of other things, but I always also wanted to be a writer. My dream job circa like high school, college, was to be Secretary of State, U.S. Secretary of State. I know.
You're such a go-getter. So what is your favorite book of all time?
I'm going to go with my most recommended book because I read a lot and I have always been a big reader, and picking a favorite book of all time is like a lot of pressure. So I'm going to say my most recommended book these days is Snowflower and the Secret Fan by Lisa C.
Okay. Never read that one. I'll have to read it now.
It's a tearjerker.
Okay. That surprised me that you'd pick a sad book. You're such like a ray of sunshine.
I love like crime and thriller novels, and I love really sad novels. It's so weird. I know.
What is one habit, activity, or trick that helps you self-regulate?
Recently, play. Board games, video games, going out and physically playing, like, play.
That's a great answer.
Thank you.
How many text messages do you send in a day?
Oh my gosh. It probably really truly does depend on the day, but I'm going to guess between 250 and 500.
Yeah, that's I think that's fair. What is one of your go-to weeknight meals?
I love making chicken quesadillas using chicken that's frozen and putting it in the Instant Pot 12 minutes, and then salsa, taco seasoning, sour cream, and chicken broth goes in with the frozen chicken in the Instant Pot. Like I said, 12 minutes, and then shred it with a hand mixer, and it is amazing. So in half an hour, you can have really decent chicken quesadillas from frozen meat, which especially when I was working a 9-to-5, that was like a game changer in my household.
Okay. Other than what you do right now, what is your dream job?
My dream job is to do more work in closing the gender gap, especially for children, to set them up to close the gender gap as adults. So I'm really involved with Girl Scouts, and I really want to support girls by giving them role models throughout history and today of who they could be and what kind of impact they could make on the world.
Also a great answer. I cannot wait to answer these fickle ass questions, because mine are going to be like, my answers are going to be like, what the hell? Okay. Describe yourself in three words.
I'm going to say dynamic, driven, and optimistic.
Those are three words I would use to describe you. Those are good. Oh, that's a good answer. Yeah. What advice would you give yourself 5 years ago?
I mean, the biggest piece of advice I would give myself is quit your job and start a business.
Okay. That's simple enough. What is one thing that you would move the needle? No. What is one thing that would move the needle forward in your business right now?
Man, I really should have a quick answer to that. The first thing that comes to mind is more clients. But also, I'm working on launching a membership right now, and it's just in the preliminary stages. But I think actually launching it would move the needle forward.
I do agree. If you could donate $100,000 to any cause or charitable organization, where would you donate it?
My local public school system.
That's a great answer. Just taking notes, because I'm glad you're going first. When someone from out of town visits you for the first time, where is one place you always take them?
So this is going to sound kind of weird, because it's actually out of town from where I am, but most of the people who are visiting me in Arizona are visiting me from other states. So I would take them to Sedona or the Grand Canyon. Probably both. Knock them both out.
Okay. How far away do you live now from where you grew up? And because I am, because I am distance challenged, let's just say a time. Like, how far does it take you to get from where you live now to where you grew up?
So I'll give both answers. It's about 2,700 miles from where I grew up, and it is like a 5.5 to 6 hour plane ride.
Okay. When something amazing happens, who is your first phone call? You already answered this.
Oh, I said my mom. It would either be my mom or my husband, Eric. And then honestly, Amanda, you would be in the top five for sure. Sometimes you're the first person I tell, depending on what it is.
That's so nice. What is your ideal birthday present?
I mean, how big can I go? I would say books, or as you and I call it, book money, travel.
Yeah. Okay. What is something on your bucket list that you've never done?
Everything that I, whenever I think about bucket list questions, everything I think of always comes back to traveling. There's so many places I haven't been that I want to go. But one place I like really want to go that has always been really high on my list and I've never been is Egypt.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What is one of your goals for this year, for 2023, the year of 2023?
I mean, this is kind of a general goal, but I'm trying new things. So when I go to a restaurant, I try to order something different than my standard order, or like just trying a different restaurant, or going someplace I haven't been before, just trying to like drive home a different way, trying to challenge myself to do things differently.
Okay. And lastly, what is one of your most unpopular opinions?
I have so many. But I'm going to do one. We talked about this on the podcast recently, so it feels a little bit like cheating, because if you've been listening to the podcast, you already know this, but I do not like coffee.
Yeah. Epic unpopular opinion.
Most of my unpopular opinions are also food-based, so that's funny.
You did it. All 25 questions. Good job, Sarah. Tune in for our next one and keep your eyes peeled, because we have some very exciting entrepreneurs that we're going to be, and just people that we like in general, that are going to be answering our rapid fire questions. So stay tuned and follow us at Big Brave Business on Instagram, and find us wherever you get your podcast. That's and make sure to like and subscribe.
Yeah. Is that, what's the call to action on YouTube? Hit that bell.
Hit that button. That keeps you around, and it's leave us a comment. Tell us how much you love us. Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. I hope you thought that was as fun as we did. We love having these conversations on YouTube. And in addition to interviewing each other, we have been interviewing so many other cool people we know and like in business. So you can go check that out. Those videos come out on Wednesdays at Big Brave Business on YouTube.
See you soon.